the high cost of fertilizer, and a look at those Thursday markets coming your way. Hello, Michigan. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today, brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program. Since 1987, this free program has helped farmers resolve disputes outside of court. For information, visit MichiganMediates.org. As farmers sharpen their pencils heading into what will be another challenging year to make a profit, the high cost of fertilizer remains a problem. Andy Eubank takes a closer look.
Traditionally, the focus has been on N, P, and K, very expensive nutrients right now. Agro-liquid agronomist Reed Abbott says you need to take a look at the whole picture.
We've got to be smarter with how we're managing not only those nutrients, but a lot of the secondary and micronutrients that are out there in the soil that assist those nutrients getting to the plant and help with the metabolic processes. So we're really trying to focus on the balance of our fertility. Maybe we don't spend that next dollar on another pound of nitrogen or another pound of potash. We look at maybe molybdenum or boron or zinc to try to help make that nitrogen or phosphorus or potassium more efficient.
Abbott says there are plenty of tools available to help develop a fertility plan for each farmer's ground.
Obviously, soil testing, we recommend a guy getting a good soil test so that we know where we're starting off with, where some of our imbalances are. But, you know, our technology, our Nutreat technology and our products and our whole product line really offers growers a lot of tools, not only to help manage that nutrient balance, but the flexibility application throughout the growing season. We can, really fit every need.
He says soil testing every year would be great, but at least every 2 to 3 years helps you stay on top of changes. AgroLiquid offers a high-efficiency line of crop nutrition, and the technology allows you to apply lesser volumes but get more into the plant.
We've got everything from nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, all the way down through the secondary and micronutrients. All of our products are compatible with one another, so we can make tailored blends for growers. So we can, again, take that soil test, kind of look at where our imbalances are, where our deficiencies are, and then make a custom blend for that grower.
Learn more at our website. I'm Andy Eubank.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Plenty of clouds here through the day today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with your Thursday weather outlook from Michigan Ag Today. We've got west winds coming across the Lake Michigan, and that's promoting on again, off again, lake effect snows, a lot of cloud cover. This is part of the advancing Arctic air mass that is sliding southward. Northern Plains just getting nasty today. We end up looking pretty nasty overnight tonight and into tomorrow with regard to temperatures. The lake effect will continue to ramp up. However, we're also seeing the Great Lakes pick up a large amount of ice in very short order thanks to this cold air coming southward into the region. So a lot of clouds and on again, off again snow for today and tomorrow. Bitter cold into the start of the weekend. There's a massive storm system coming out of the southern plains later Saturday into Sunday. It runs right up the Ohio Valley. Right now I'm looking for cloud cover offshoots of this to get into Michigan for Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening. Maybe a little bit of light snow from I-96 southward, but predominantly this is a story for areas to our south, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Going into next week, Monday forward, we see Arctic high pressure sitting right on top of us. It's not going to go away very quickly. I think we're chilly for the entire week, but we also don't see any well put together fronts coming through. Generally, we're under high pressure all week long. I can't rule out a flurry or two, but no strong systems. We stay chilly through next weekend, and then the first week of February, seeing signs of a warm-up, a thaw trying to come to our region. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Well, here we are in 2026, but a lot of 2025 is still hanging around. Fortunately, the award-winning farm broadcasters that kept you informed in 2025 are still here in 26. Michigan Ag Today has the largest farm news gathering team in the state with the experience and resources you can trust. There are a lot of unknowns ahead in 2026, but you can count on Michigan Ag Today to deliver the information you will need. On air and online, turn to Michigan Ag Today.
Let's take a look at those markets. Final numbers are coming your way, but right now, here's Eric Pfeiffer with his conversation with Tom Fritz with EFG Group in Chicago.
Tom, we heard from U.S. trade rep Jameson Greer that he's unsure if we'll ever complete a comprehensive trade deal with China. Now, that seems like bad news for soybeans, even though we went up double digits on soybean futures on the day. I'm assuming that that strength came from soybean oil. You tell me, what's the story?
Well, no, I think you're absolutely right. Now, Eric, there's always, you know, what we call chatter. And I know earlier this morning, the Treasury Secretary, Mr. Bessent, was talking, oh, I had a wonderful conversation with the China Vice Premier, and I hope to be speaking with him soon. Well, everybody goes, oh, they're trying to make a deal. Well, you know, just think back to this last deal. China never signed off on any deal, which alludes to what, Mr. Greer alluded to. So, but the bottom line, it was all about soybean oil. Soybean oil is really tied to the heating oil market, the diesel market, if you will, just for the biofuel blending. So when that market takes off, soybean oil will follow. So bottom line, couple that with some technical considerations. Soybean oil blew through a triple top. So, away we go, similar to what Jackie Gleason used to say.
And that was Tom Fritz with EFG Group in Chicago. March corn down 2 cents at 421.75. May corn also down 1.5 at 429.75. March soybeans at 1064.5, up 11.5. May beans up 11 at 1075. March wheat down 2.5 at 507.75. Feb cattle 233.10, up 72. And February hogs unchanged at 87.85. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today. Timely, relevant, credible. We'll